Now we're moving into the bilateral action in dispute resolution. We'll start with negotiation. Negotiation is a bilateral method of dispute resolution. The parties participate in the process and the parties resolve their own dispute. Problem 1-10 relates back to the example of 1-8 and 1-10 probes the motive of Roberto and Isabel. If Isabel had refused to negotiate and had unilaterally selected inaction, thereby keeping both the ring and the BMW, what would Roberto's options have been? Is doing nothing and letting Isabel keep the ring and the BMW a viable option for Roberto? Could Roberto exercise self-help and seize either the ring or the BMW without committing a violation of the criminal law or a civil wrong such as trespass or conversion? Should Roberto file a civil action against Isabel? What would be his cause of action? Does he have a reasonable opportunity to prevail? Could filing the civil action lead to settlement discussion? Now, if Isabel had refused to negotiate and had unilaterally selected acquiescence, thus giving Roberto both the ring and the BMW, Roberto would be sitting in the catbird seat and would need to take no further action. He has what he wants. Why would he?